Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician, and I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, in today's New York Times, there's a front-page story, breast biopsies, not foolproof study, cautions, and this was in today's JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. They said a significant number of women who get breast biopsies are diagnosed with cancers when they don't have it. A significant number of these women are diagnosed with non-breast cancer when it is breast cancer. And, well, that's not unusual because a lot of times when people have irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel disease or colitis, pathologists will diagnose them with colon cancer. When women have cervical dysplasia, which is just sort of abnormal cells on the surface of the cervix leading into the uterus, they'll say it's precancerous when it's really just a vitamin and mineral deficiency that's causing it. And same way with bone marrow. I'll tell you a great story about bone marrow cancer, which is multiple myeloma. There's a guy who was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer, and his wife is one of our great associates and contributors. She called all upset, and this is a little over a year ago, about 13 months ago. And she said her husband hadn't been feeling good for a year, and she finally took him in, and they diagnosed him after all the tests with bone marrow cancer and said he only had a month to live. And she was all upset. I said, well, send me copies of the record, and let me see what I see. So she sent me copies of the records, and I said, well, all I see on the CAT scan and all the blood tests, he's got osteoporosis and bone spurs. I didn't see any bone marrow biopsy that would say that he had multiple myeloma, bone marrow cancer. So she called their office. The doctor's office said, well, they didn't do a bone marrow biopsy. They just made the diagnosis based on clinical symptoms. Well, I said, you can't make a diagnosis of bone marrow cancer without a bone marrow biopsy. To make a long story short, I said, the only thing that I could see there was he had severe osteoporosis and bone spurs on every vertebrae. So let's get him started with the healthy bone and joint pack, and let's get him going on some things that are going to support his immune system. Like the triple treat chocolate and the Cell Shield RTQ, that kind of stuff, and also the Ocean's Gold for the sea cucumber that's in there. And let's see if we can't support and promote his cartilage and ligaments and tendons and disc between his vertebrae and bone matrix, and let's see if we can help him with those bone spurs and so forth. And this is now a year later. Now, he was supposed to die in a month, according to the doctors. And this is about 13 months later. He's out in his tractor planting his hay fields with seeds. And she said, oh, yeah, he was up early. He's been doing it, you know, for 3 months. He's been out there working and planting. This doesn't sound like a guy who was supposed to die 13 months ago with bone marrow cancer. Okay? And I believe there was a problem here. So I asked this girl, when we went to that cancer treatment center, how many people were in the waiting room? She said, I really don't remember. I said, there was none. It was just you and me and your husband. Okay, and how many cars were in the parking lot? Well, I don't remember, she said. Well, there was only one that was your car. I believe those doctors were very hungry. They were starving. They had no patients. And so they diagnosed cancer in your husband so they could get a couple of treatments of chemotherapy in before they killed him with chemotherapy. And they'd pick up $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, and that might help him get through another couple of months. Okay, and so we actually Googled the treatment that they said they wanted to give her husband. They said they only had a month to live, but they were going to try a couple of new chemotherapies, and we Googled it. And online it said that for bone marrow cancer, this particular chemotherapy had no survival benefit. And so this is not unusual. Well, it turns out According to the Department of Health and Human Services and their Office of Inspector General, which is the auditor for Health and Human Services, doctors, medical doctors in America send seniors over the age of 65 into hospital for unnecessary tests and minor procedures, quote unquote. And as a result, they kill 15,000 seniors every month, 180,000 a year, including Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes, Dick Clark from American Bandstand, Neil Armstrong, our top astronaut, and Joan Rivers, a comedian. Joan Rivers, she just had a husky voice. Her voice was changing a little bit. So they anesthetized her in a storefront clinic, and she died because she didn't have enough oxygen. You only do that stuff in a hospital with all kinds of backup in a surgery room, not in a storefront clinic, you know, in some downtown street. And doctors do these crazy things. Well, what I want is for everybody to get a hold of that book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic 3Z Transmission, the trilogy books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Be Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. And when you get, you know, you, for some reason you go to a doctor and you get a diagnosis, before you agree to any treatment, you want to get five opinions from five other doctors, one of which would be me, okay? And then you want to get a hold of that trilogy books and the book Epigenetics and learn how to deal with laboratory tests. Do these things yourself. Just do screening tests yourself. Every 3 months, it'll cost you $4.50 for the blood test, the urine test, and the equivalent of a colonoscopic exam. You can go to any pharmacy without a prescription, get these things. And then the book, Let's Play Doctor, will tell you what all the numbers mean and what to do for each of any health problem you might have. The trilogy books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Be Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. We're talking about learning how to deal with 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. That's the trilogy books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Be Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. And get a hold of the book Epigenetics and learn all the diseases the doctors say are genetically transmitted are really just nutritional deficiencies. Hello. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And we got the A-team again today. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Dr. Wallach. How are you today?
Fabulous. Thank you. Listen, it was such a great time down there in Jackson with all of us together. Just
it was a good time. Yeah, it's always good to get together. Thank you. My pleasure. Nice to help folks improve both physically and financially.
Yeah, and we're growing like crazy. Young Jews growing like crazy right now because of this Affordable Health Care Act is driving people to us for looking for extra options so they don't have to refinance their house to get a hip replacement or something.
Yeah, that's the way we can solve that problem.
I'm sorry, sir?
We can solve that problem.
Yeah, we can support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, all that kind of stuff. And so really you should contact your Youngevity associate and find out how Youngevity and the system can help you. But even with all that, we would like you to become a student of this information and help other people. We'll pay you very well. As soon as you reach certain ranks, you can get car bonuses, you can get stock options, and you can make a pretty good second income with this business. So please consider that. Contact your Youngevity associate today. Okay, Tom, let's start out in Minnesota with Charles. Charles, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Wallach. I talked to you 2 days ago. I was towards the end of the show, and all of a sudden we were cut off, and I don't know if that's just what they do at the end of the show, but I didn't hear you.
Yeah, the end of the show is over. So glad you're back on. How can we help?
Oh, it's like a guillotine. It's like a guillotine, huh? Okay. I know when I called you about putting the stainless steel plate in my foot because of the ligaments that are either stretched too much or whatever in the midfoot. So you told me to put this ACE bandage on there.
Yeah, not,
do you remember
wait
that?
Wait a minute. Now, not only did I tell you to put the ACE bandage on it, but I told you to take 2 healthy bone and joint packs per month.
Oh, I'm doing that.
Yeah, and so the idea here with the ACE bandage is to approximate these bones so they're close enough so the ligaments can heal. If you stand up on your foot and the foot spreads, and these metatarsal bones, which are these long bones between your toes and your ankle, when they spread apart, it's almost impossible for those ligaments to heal and bind back together.
Well,
so you have to have something to hold those bones in proximity. You're going to have to get an air cast or ACE bandages. I prefer the ACE bandage. You can put them on during the day and take them off at night kind of thing.
Oh, you don't have to wear them all day.
Well, you want to wear them as much as you can.
Oh,
now, if you're sitting down at a desk, you take it off. If you're going to get up and walk down the block to have lunch, then I'd put it on.
Well, I don't plan to walk anywhere. They got me scared.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so let's just switch over to my shoulder, my dislocated shoulders. Yeah, I fell, and I ruined the foot and the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, the beauty of this, wait a minute, Charles, the beauty of this is, by taking the 2 healthy bone and joint packs to support maintenance repair of the ligaments and tendons and things and cartilage in between the metatarsals and your foot, you're also going to get the added benefit, which is an intended consequence, okay? You're also going to get support for maintenance repair of the shoulder joint, which includes cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae and bone matrix, okay? That's the beauty of our system. If you have one joint that's damaged or one set of bones or one foot damaged, when you deal with that with a nutritional program, it heals everything else in the body, okay? Because everything in your body requires 90 essential nutrients. And with raw materials given to your genes, your DNA, your RNA, and the telomeres, the little end caps in your chromosomes, you're going to actually maximize the healing abilities of your body. You're going to give your body the raw materials it needs to do that. Just eating well isn't going to make it happen. So it's very smart to go ahead and take this. And can you lift your arm over your head or not yet?
I'd have to try it. Let's see. No.
Okay.
No, and you go in great pain if you do.
Yeah, well, that would be a great sort of barometer to see how this approach is working. And so once a week, you need to try and raise your arm, and you want to make a mark so you know exactly how high you can raise your arm. You know, put a pencil dot on a door jamb somewhere where you have a hard floor. You can take your shoes off, stand barefoot or in your socks, and measure how high you can lift your arm with a dot. And then a week or 10 days later, do it again. Every week to 10 days, do it again and see if there's a progress. I'd give it 4 to 6 weeks before you see your first progress. And then after that, every couple of weeks, you should see some more progress of the, being able to lift your arm higher and higher. It may be only a couple of millimeters each time, okay? And then, of course, after maybe 4 to 6 months, you're going to see a major benefit by that time. And so we'll just go from there, okay?
Well, I've been sitting here for 6 weeks, you know, and only 1 week have I taken your supplements.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit early in the game to expect much, but I would measure. I would go ahead and put a dot on that door jamb and get that measurement now so you know you have a starting point. And then you remeasure it every 10 days or so. Make sure you're barefoot or in your socks so you don't have different thick soles and heels on different shoes and things. Okay?
Well, what do you try to lift out the arm in front of you or out towards the side, or doesn't it matter?
I would go ahead and lift it out in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay?
One
exactly
more.
I'm going to do it the same way every time.
How long does it take this foot to get better?
I don't know. We'll see. Okay?
Oh.
We're going to have to wait and see. Usually people see something within 60, 90 days. They're going to see something recognizable or dramatic. It might take another 6 months. You know, having the problem in that foot where the ends of the or surfaces of the ligaments aren't touching. Yeah, it might take 6 months to a year. Okay? Or it might only take 2 months. I don't know.
I'm 55 years old. I've been in ill health all my life with chronic fatigue and muscle weakness, etc. And it all came to a head 2.5 years ago. My body deteriorated to the point that I was permanently bent over to the left with my left knee bent in and I could barely walk. My whole body was stiff. I could hardly bend my left ankle. I couldn't twiddle my left toes. I had no feeling in the bottom of my left foot. It took me 5 minutes to get out of the chair. So I've been to doctors all my life, and they could never help me. So I just prayed and prayed and prayed for, you know, to find some alternative, and I eventually found you. So I've been on your products for 2 years. The thing is either 90% better or it's totally resolved. You've completely changed my life.
Have doctors let you down like they did Allison? There is hope. Call 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. Find out what Dr. Wallach can do for you. 877-344-1010. Do you have health challenges related to the intestinal tract, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease? Ashley had suffered for a long time before she found Dr. Wallach and his life-changing formulas.
I have severe Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed in 2008. My surgeon told me it was like one of the worst Crohn's diseases that he's ever seen. I've been under the knife. I've had 2 feet of my intestine taken out, a part of my colon. I was getting an infusion every 8 weeks, a very heavy medication. Ever since I've changed my diet and I've started the longevity program, my life has just changed completely. In 1 month, I've seen more of a difference than in 5 years.
If you or someone you know are suffering with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, or ulcerative colitis, and would like to find out how to get relief naturally with no drugs or surgeries, call Dr. Wallach's helpline. You'll hear the number during the show, or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. Here
for Longevity 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll free 1-877-912-7529. Okay, Tom, let's go to Connecticut and Sharon. Sharon, you're on the air.
Good day to you, Doctor.
Hello.
I am 53 years old and I weigh 140 pounds. Now, from last year, I've been suffering from severe, severe back pain. I keep going to the doctor, and they said nothing. Eventually, they did a MRI, and they discovered that I have a fibroid, but it lodged in my back and rest on my kidney. So, for the severe pain, they have been giving me a lot of oxycodone.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Okay, stop a minute. Is this a uterine fibroid that's puffed up that high up?
No, I don't feel anything in my stomach. I didn't know. I was just having severe back pain. Just back pain I was having.
Okay, no,
severe
no,
back
said,
pain.
Wait a minute. What were the MRI results? You said there was a fibroid?
Yes, that's what the MRI said, that they took up a fibroid and it lodged in my back. And
okay, now you have to stop a minute. Let's go back. I got to ask you another question here. Are we talking about a uterine fibroid?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it's in your uterus. Okay. And so you have low back pain. And do you have
severe
any other issues?
Pain. Yes, severe back pain.
Yeah. Do you have any other issues? Do you have any history of, like, high blood pressure?
No, no blood pressure. Just sometimes I'm unable to keep my urine. And in the mornings, I realize that I'm having, like, this big, some discharge, like, in water form. But most times when I'm in my period, like last night, I thought I was going to pass out. This severe pain in my back. I didn't know what was happening to me.
Okay, did the doctors give you any treatment? Did they give you any treatment or any prescriptions?
No, they're saying that I'm going through menopause too, and I'm having hot flashes, so that could be the cause of it too.
Okay, and once you get your pencil out, okay, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, it's 120 pounds, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to have one healthy brain and heart pack per month. That will allow you to have, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Get an extra bottle of selenium, because I want you to take 3 selenium at breakfast and 3 selenium at dinner time. And then you're going to have 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus a day. I'd take a half ounce, which is a tablespoon, at breakfast and dinner. Take 1 scoop of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 at breakfast and dinner. I'd also have you take these 3 EFA pluses at breakfast and the 3 EFAs at dinner time. That'll be 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month. Okay? Then, I want you to take the Woman's FX. You should take the Woman's FX, which is a liquid. I want you to get 2 quarts a month. I want you to take 1 ounce at breakfast and 1 ounce at dinner time. It's an herbal combination that deals with menopausal symptoms and discomfort, dysmenorrhea, anything going on with women's complaints, okay? That's 1 ounce twice a day. I put in some water, and it tastes very good, and there'll be 2 quarts a month. Also, I want you to get 2 bottles a month of what we call multi-EFAs. It's an evening primrose oil from Canada, multi-EFAs. I want you to take 3 of those at breakfast, 3 at dinner time, and they are particular used for menopausal symptoms, okay? And then lastly, I want you to take what we call the glucogel. I want you to get 2 bottles of glucogel so you can take 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner in case there's some disc problems in there. And then I want you to call me every 2 weeks and let me know how the pain is going. If you want some pain relief, if they didn't give me pain relief, I'm really surprised. What you can do is get the CM Plus capsules, take 3 of those 3 times a day. That'll be 3 bottles a month. And it's going to give you global anti-inflammatory properties as well as global analgesia, which is pain relief. And then call me every couple of weeks. Let me know what's going on. You're welcome to call anytime. You can call me every day if you need to. But don't wait longer than 2 weeks because I get concerned, especially when people have pain. But since they've done the MRI, they have some sense of if there's anything else, if you have back fractures or anything of that nature. And so apparently there's not. They didn't get too excited about your actual back and vertebrae and disc. But we're going to go ahead and
give you that glucogel.
That's
how they have to do surgery for the fibroid.
What, they want to do surgery for the fibroid?
Yes.
Okay, well, what I would do is I would get all the radiologist reports from the MRI, and I would get another opinion from another OBGYN or a surgeon or radiologist at the university. Okay, I wouldn't just take their opinion. I go to the university where the medical school is, and I would go and ask them what they think about all this before you get surgery done. You always want to get a second opinion when surgery is involved, unless it's an emergency. Well, this is an emergency, but it just is odd to me that they didn't give you any pain relief of any kind. Okay?
Yeah, they gave me oxycodone. I got oxycodone, but it was when I...
Yeah, we
got
to run here.
Oxycodone.
Yeah, got to run. And you know what to do here. If you don't have a Youngevity associate or not a member, stay on. Tom will help you out.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go to Maryland. And Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
Well, I have a 55-year-old male. He weighs 265 pounds. He has diabetes and hypertension, but the most thing he terrible thing he has is his kneecap got blown off by a 12-gauge shotgun. So he doesn't have a kneecap. What they did was they took and put, like, barbed wire in it. And it's real loose, and he was saying, you know, they said that he need a knee replace because the fibula is broke, the tibia is broke, and, you know, it's the kneecap is shot.
Who put the barbed wire in him?
Well, when they went to the hospital, this happened years ago.
So they put some wire in him in the hospital to try and put the pieces together.
Right. Okay. And now he's saying that he needs a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he had the trauma. He blew his knee cap off with a shotgun 12 years ago, you say?
Yeah, it accidentally went off went into his knee.
I understand. Let's see here. Was he able to walk without a cane or crutches or a walker?
At that time, no. Right now, he's dragging his leg.
He's dragging his leg. Okay. All right. Well, 265 pounds, he's going to have to take three of everything, right? He's going to have to be dosed for 300 pounds. And for diabetes, of course, which is life-threatening, I'd have him take three of the healthy blood sugar packs per month. That'll be three sweeties at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, two scoops of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 Nutri-Crystals at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, three of the EFA Pluses at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All that be accomplished by the three healthy blood sugar packs per month. He needs to check his fasting blood sugar every day before he medicates himself and adjust his medication as his doctor instructed him to do. He gets down below 100 without medication for 8 to 10 days. He's an ex-diabetic, but he still has to take the 90 essential nutrients because there's still not going to be any of those minerals in the food he eats. High blood pressure, I would throw in 12 of the ultimate daily tablets a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month. That would be 4 at breakfast, 4 at lunch, 4 at dinner time. That's to support and promote healthy blood pressure, to support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And then for all this knee and upper leg trauma and lower leg trauma, I would have had 2 bottles a month, maybe 3 bottles a month of the glucogel. He's getting 3 ounces of the Osteo a day with the 3 healthy blood sugar packs, but I wanted to get 3 bottles a month of the glucogel so he can take 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, and 5 at bedtime with a glass of water, 20 a day. And between the Osteo X Plus and the glucogel, this is going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And what we're looking to do here is to support his body's ability to maintain maintenance repair of all those tissues in the knees and the bones. Now, when you put a wire, nail wire to a tree or staple wire to a tree, over time the bark of that tree grows over that wire. Okay, what we're looking to do is have the bone grow over that wire and any other devices they put in that knee. If there's fractures there, then it is possible to kind of regrow some of that structure, and unless they put an artificial knee in. If they did not put an artificial knee in, he may be walking stiff-legged like Chester, but he should be able to with the nutrients support, repair the bone fractures or degeneration, whatever is going on there, and avoid surgery. Now, if he wants to get surgery and get a knee installed, he still needs to do this for the rest of his body. But the artificial knee, it may be functional. It may allow him to bend his knee and to walk more normally. Okay, so he needs to get another opinion from another orthopedic surgeon.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention, listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're back with Leslie Doctor, the Mark Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Jivity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go way south to Mississippi and Caroline. Caroline, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Wallach. I was at your seminar in Brandon last Tuesday night.
Okay, great. How can I help?
And I didn't get to ask a question because you ran out of time. I have a grandson that's 12 years of age on April 1st. He has RLS, restless leg syndrome, for which he takes a half an mg of Mirapex daily, nightly. And he has ADD, for which he takes 54 mg of Concerta daily. He weighs 80 pounds and he's 60 inches tall. And we need some help. The teacher's writing notes even with this, and he's disrupting his class, even though he's a smart little boy. He needs some help. He's wetting the bed still, and he'll be 12.
Okay, now that's very useful information. All right. Does he have any skin problems like eczema or dermatitis?
No.
Do you have any rough skin on the back of his arms or thighs?
He's skin, but he didn't have any. He's allergic to things, you know.
Okay, no, I need your backup because you were talking at the same time I was.
I'm sorry.
Does he have any skin problems? Any, like, rough skin on the back of his arms or his thighs?
No.
Okay. Did he have any history of asthma or bronchitis?
Might have had a little childhood asthma and bronchitis.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably childhood.
Okay, one of the reasons he has all these different problems is he does have a gluten intolerance. Is there any other brothers and sisters? Are there any other brothers and sisters?
Yes, he has a sister. She's 10, and she has that same RLS. She's not on any meds for it, though, but she gets very little sleep.
Okay. And is she older or younger?
She's younger. She's 10. He'll be 12.
Okay. She about the same weight or a little bit smaller?
She's maybe a little less weight, but about the same height.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I would give them both. I'd start them out with one healthy bone and joint pack per month. One healthy bone and joint pack per month. Okay? Divide up. Give them a half a dose of everything at breakfast, a half a dose of everything at dinner time. I would also get them on a gluten-free diet. No wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. Everybody in the family's got to do that, including the mom, the dad. If you're living with them, grandma's, dogs, cat, bird, fish. Everything's got to be gluten-free in the house. All brothers and sisters, everybody's got to be gluten-free. And both the little girl and the little boy are going to need the one healthy bone and joint pack per month. And that's for the restless leg syndrome. And for the ADD, I would also give them each two twice a day of the de-stress capsules. That's capital D like David, dash stress. Two at breakfast, two at dinner. And that's for brain metabolism. Okay. And I would also have them take what we call Smart FX. These are the raw materials for the brain to make neurotransmitters for cognition, problem solving, socialization, also for memory. And since they're smart, this will be very, very useful. And with that healthy bone and joint pack, there's going to be, let's see here, there's going to be one bottle of the CM cream. And they go ahead and rub the CM cream on their backs. I believe that they do have some growing pains, some back problems, which results in the restless leg syndrome. And does this restless leg syndrome, does this only happen when they lay down at night?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's a positional thing in the back. And so, yeah, they need that glucogel. Again, one bottle will come with those healthy bone and joint packs, and I would go ahead and give them three or four of those twice a day. And then for the bedwetting, this is what's called a reactive hypoglycemia. And so at bedtime snacks, I want them to have three scrambled eggs and butter, not margarine or oils, not hard-boiled, but three scrambled eggs and butter at bedtime instead of cookies and ice cream or milk and that kind of stuff. And what happens is that they their blood sugar drops, and that's when they wet the bed. And that's when he wets the bed, okay? And you get them on a no sugar, no fried foods, no processed meats, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And for bedtime, instead of, again, the traditional bedtime snacks, cookies and milk, pie and ice cream, that kind of stuff, give them only three scrambled eggs. Give her the same thing, scrambled eggs and butter before bedtime, and watch what happens to the bedwetting thing. That'll stop pretty quickly, okay?
Wow. Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay.
He's disturbing his school group, and he's pulling threads out of his socks. And
yep, I understand. So what I want you to do is call me every couple of weeks. And you might want to add also the Sweeties. You can give them one Sweeties twice a day. So one bottle is going to last like 3 months.
Is that Sweeties? You know, how do you spell
Sweeties,
that?
Sweeties, S-W-E-E-T. It's like sweet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Sweeties dash E-Z-E. And go ahead and give them each one twice a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. And that should do it. And that should cover the bedwetting. That'll cover the restless leg syndrome and the ADD, okay?
Okay.
You can call in a couple of weeks. Give me a report on both those kids, and we'll walk you through it. I've seen miraculous recoveries in this sort of thing.
That is great. Thank
okay.
you so much.
God bless you. You
call.
Bet. Okay. Let's see here. We have time to go to another one?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of time.
Okay, well, let's go to Montana then. And Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach. I got a friend who's got a 5-month-old infant that the doctor says she has pyloric stenosis.
Okay.
She can't get her to eat, and now she's off the breast milk and on formula. Now she's got a bunch of diarrhea. And she tells me the doctors put some kind of dye in her, and it took like 3 times as long for it to pass through as it should have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting to operate on it. But she called me instead, so I figured I'd give you a call, see what.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, I'd get another opinion from another couple of pediatricians. They don't have to do all the tests again; just get the test results and take all the test results. And in fact, you go to the university and have them look at it. You know, pediatricians at the university. And let me know what they think. But in the meantime, I think this baby's got a gluten intolerance. Does the baby have any skin problems?
She tells me not really, that she's got a nice color and everything, but she's
okay.
Only 14 pounds.
Yeah. Okay, 5 months, only 14 pounds. Yeah, about a third of the weight she should be. And so I'd get her on a gluten-free diet. No wheat, barley, rye, oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. And that means she's got to read the label on the formula and make sure there's no wheat flour or rye flour, anything like that in there. Got to watch. They can't be giving this child oatmeal for breakfast, okay? Can't be giving it oatmeal for breakfast. Can't be giving it cereals, Cheerios, and none of that stuff. The baby can have baked sweet potatoes and butter with some cinnamon. The baby can have scrambled eggs and butter. The baby can have grilled or boiled or poached or roasted chicken breast. Make sure that there's no wheat sprinkled on it for browning. Also, she could have hamburgers, but not meatloaf, because they put breadcrumbs and cracker crumbs and meatloaf and meatballs to hold them together. And so I would go that direction. She can have poached fish, roasted fish, grilled fish, can't have any fried fish, can't have any fried chicken, right? Nothing fried. And then for a supplement program, I would go ahead and give this child a... I'd go ahead and give the child something that tastes good, like Tropical Plus. Go ahead and give it Tropical Plus, 14 pounds. I'd give that baby a teaspoon of the Tropical Plus at breakfast and dinner. I'd also give it one of the EFAs a day. Let's back off. Let's give it two of the Smart FX a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. These are omega-3 sources, but each of these soft gel capsules is about the size of a pea, very small. And so that baby can either chew it up at 5 months, or he can puncture those little pea-sized soft gel capsules and just squirt the contents into something the baby's going to drink. Okay, but you got to watch it on that formula. Got to read labels, make sure there's no gluten in it. That means no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. And so I think, you know, that's the problem there. That's why the baby's undersized. The mother needs to be gluten-free. Grandma's got to be gluten-free. Daddy's got to be gluten-free. Dog, cat, bird, fish. Anybody in that house has got to be gluten-free because of cross-contamination, food preparation surfaces, laundry, all that kind of stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Then one more thing. The doctors told her they're actually learning as they go. They wanted her to go for a couple of weeks to some children's clinic in Seattle so they can watch her constantly. But she decided not to do that, so they obviously don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they know what's going on, and that usually tells me it's a gluten intolerance because they're looking for something genetic. They're looking for something. And usually when you have pyloric stenosis, which is kind of a white muscle disease or muscular dystrophy of the stomach muscle, okay, which is a simple mineral deficiency, it acts differently. You get bloating and heartburn and that kind of stuff. You don't get, you might have a colicky baby, but you're not going to get diarrhea or constipation, that kind of stuff. It doesn't sound like a correct diagnosis to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's go this direction, but just watch it. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Got to keep that baby away from it, but it can have, like I say, you can have rice, you can have baked sweet potatoes and butter.
Any other nutrition besides the ESAs and the tropical plus?
Well, that's where I would start. Okay? Let's get this baby stabilized and growing. And we'll be back after these messages.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Leslie Doctor, Mar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. And Tom, let's go to California. And Robin, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I'm calling about a 9-year-old male cockapoo, 12 pounds, with heart valve leaks. Wondering what you suggest.
Okay. All right. No other problems?
None that I know of.
Okay. Does this dog have a little cough?
I'm not sure. It's not my dog.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, basically what I would do is change the dog food. Okay, I would change it to a dog food and make sure it's for toy dogs under 20 pounds of body weight, a grain-free dog food for toy dogs under 20 pounds of body weight. I'd give that dog a half a scoop of the Arthrodex, half a scoop because one scoop's for 25 pounds of body weight, so 12 pounds, I'd give it a half a scoop in its food. I would also give it the Perpetual, give it a dose for 20 pounds of the Perpetual. It's a trace minerals and some extra calcium and other major minerals. And then I would also give it the de-stress capsules. I'd go ahead and give that dog one de-stress capsule a day, open it up and put the powder in the food. And let's see here. Is the dog on any medication that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Then I would go ahead and also get the Cardio FX and give that dog one capsule a day of the Cardio FX, open it up and put the powder in the food. And there's several reasons why there's heart valve leaks. Usually it's because the heart enlarges, and so the valves' leaves don't meet like they're supposed to properly, because as the heart enlarges, those valves get farther and farther apart. And those valve leaves get farther apart, and so they can't function properly. So the idea here is to support and promote maintenance repair of the heart muscle itself and to tone up the heart muscle. And usually this lack of tone in the heart muscle can occur from congestive heart failure. It can be from cardiomyopathy, heart disease. It can be from a lot of things going on with the heart muscle itself, or metabolism in the heart muscle. And with these products, we're covering the basics, okay, for this dog's heart, for that body weight. You should see something usually within 2 to 4 weeks, okay, there'd be a difference. And, of course, if there's a heart valve leak, there's going to be a murmur. Did the dog get taken into the veterinarian because it was sick, or just going in for the rabies shot and they listened to his heart and heard the valve murmur?
I'm not sure. It's not my dog.
Okay. All right. You can answer those questions for me.
Okay.
And in a couple of weeks, give me an update and so forth. And the next time that dog goes into a veterinarian for an exam, give me the update, okay?
I will. Thank you, Dr.
Okay, thank you so much, Robin. You're very welcome. We've got to take care of our pets because they're part of the family, too. Thank you so much. Okay. How much time we got here, Tom?
Oh, gosh. About a minute and a half. Want to see if we can answer Keith's question?
Okay, well, let's see if we can go fast.
It'll have to be a quick one, Keith. Go ahead.
Okay. Keith from Texas. What's up, sir?
I'm a new customer of yours, taking your minerals and vitamins. My doctor tells me I have high cholesterol. How high is high?
Okay, well, it depends. For a medical doctor, if you're over 200, that's high. For a doctor who takes care of Eskimos above the Arctic Circle, above 500 is too high. 350 to 500 is normal for Eskimos because they live on nothing but red meat and fat. Okay? I like cholesterol to be between 220 and 270. 300 is not too exciting. Cholesterol does not cause any clogged arteries. Cholesterol does not cause any disease. I would not take any statin drugs. If your doctor wants you to get on any statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, I would fire him and go on to another doctor. The FDA sent out a notice to all licensed doctors in February of 2012 and said, don't give your patients statin drugs. If they're on them, get them off, because statin drugs increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease by 100% and type 2 diabetes by 52%. Nobody should be on statin drugs.
The LDL 2, is that the bad part of cholesterol?
Well, don't worry about it. It has no function. And it's all been a failed medical theory. Bad cholesterol, good cholesterol, really doesn't matter. If you have a lot of bad cholesterol, it just means you're eating too much fried foods. Give me a call when you get the numbers. If you get the numbers, Keith, and call me back. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Great testimonies and questions today. Thank you so much, Tom. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
The preceding program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1000.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.